Каждый день, по несколько раз в день, я включаю компьютер.
Every day and several times a day, I turn on my computer and I see you, my friends. During the lesson, you see many friends, the entire world clearly. My friends in my tent and others, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter actually who's on the screen, because on the screen always is all of you. And appears what appears is a state that's inexplicable. You can't understand it in your mind. And there comes to you this force, this energy. When there are all sorts of events, like in workshops and scrutinies, and it seems like there is no power, and you don't want to talk, you don't want to do anything, and you're dragging yourself by force. And the moment you connect, immediately everything is clarified. Suddenly, words appear that you didn't know it before. There's something to talk about. And it's all thanks to the friends, everything there is. Huge gratitude only for this, that you exist and this, that you're near. Huge thanks. L'chaim.
Методика, которую учит Рав, десятка
годов. The method,
стержнем которого является
the Rav is teaching us, the ten, the group and the creator, was the axis around which everything revolves. And love your friend as yourself.
Что есть группа?
Connects to the force between us, to create the creator between us. What is the world clear? What is the group, a diamond on which the creator shines? And from it, everything is reflected in the light of Naran Chai, inside the dark desert of this world. What pulls, what shines the force, the path? What is the force that shows the path to the truth? To the upper world. This is the power. Chaim, group.
Если мы хотим привлечь свет Творца, то мудрецы учат нас, что Творец — это свет.
And if we want to draw the light, of the Creator, sages teach us that that same light that is revealed in the vessel is ready. And the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't just turn to all people. To nations, it appeals to all people. Because all we need really is only a change in our desire and nothing else. And this change occurs only to the same extent that we are connecting, or at least yearning for connection. Now, according to the advice of sages, I ask two questions. If not me for myself, then who? And if not now, then when? L'chaim, friends.
selected excerpt from Baal HaSulam. If he does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail in their desires and aspirations, although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Как выбор правильного окружения?
Active workshop question. How does choosing the right environment affect our spiritual development? How does choosing the right environment affect our spiritual development? Active workshop.
Each time that we choose a certain action, some exertion, everything that brings us to greater connection between us, we invite these forces of connection. And we choose to judge the world to a scale of merit.
The environment, first of all, gives me importance for all sorts of things. Our environment raises the importance of this thing called spirituality towards constantly searching for the Creator, and helps us arrange our yearning in the correct manner. And ultimately, in our environment, there is light, simply like that. All the friends, all the points, all the good that they bring. You enter to our friends and you are just encompassed by light.
And this choice happens multiple times during the day. Each time, to simply come out of yourself into the friends, how to bring them high spirits, how to bring make our vessel connect a bit more and reach its goal. And it should be that all of us want it, each one from his own uniqueness.
Yes, now we're going to enter the lesson together with the entire world kli, a huge, strong vessel. All the light passes through it. And only in this effort to incorporate and annul ourselves is the free choice that we're carrying out and fulfilling the desire of the Creator in this. To see the friends truly as they are, huge gems, and to incorporate in them.
There is no spiritual development without the correct environment. It's really the only one option here. If you lower yourself, if you allow the tend to work on you, you develop spiritually. If not, then no.
Yes, I would continue it entirely and say that the opposite, a person cannot develop himself spiritually. Rather, he develops his environment. He strengthens them. He is like practicing his love and his work towards them. You cannot work on yourself. You can only work on the environment, on the others outside of you, to bring them near, to annul towards them, to strengthen them. And that's how you grow in them and develop.
To the extent that I prepare myself to enter a better environment, it's an annulment, it's prayer before prayer, it's all the internal work that I do in order to enter this environment and look for Rav, a group, books, and use that to draw the light. even more in order to connect us. That means finding a better environment all the time. It's effort, effort and yearning.
קטע מקור מספר 2. לאחר
שהתחבר לקבוצה של... After he has bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love of the Creator, and he wishes to take from them the strength to work in order to bestow and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator. He must regard each friend then in the group as greater than himself. It's written, a person is not impressed from the society and take their appreciation on some matter if he does not appreciate the society to be greater than himself.
Question for an active workshop. Let's raise together the greatness of the friends. That's an assignment for an active workshop. Let's raise together the greatness of the friends.
The only thing that's great is the friend. The points that illuminate in this fog. Right? We live like in this imaginary reality. So there's light in everything, right? This spiritual reality. Only the friends are your point of grasp. It's the place of work. It's everything.
The friends are great because they received the gift, the most important, special gift in reality, which is the point in the heart. And to just be the carriers, the pipelines of for the Creator in this world.
After they receive this gift from the Creator, they do everything to realize this opportunity that they've been given. It's mainly in this that they're helping their friends, supporting them.
Friends are great because they invest, they exert so much to bestow, to connect, and to increase this quality of the Creator. And the work that they do is a holy work that the friends is doing.
Yes, because all the work, the results also, every friend is not looking for the results in himself, rather in the connection between us, looking for the results for all of humanity and for also for the Creator.
They give me the opportunity to come out of myself, to show just how great the Creator is. Well, you can come to things that simply have nothing to do with me. They have to do with them, with him. But it shows me the great opportunity we have together to do the work that is hard to grasp in with any intellect.
This huge yearning of each, all the friends in the world we know together, through each question of each friend, the effort of each friend to enter into the system and incorporate together with everyone. All this is our vessel that yearns for the Creator, for the light, for unity, to pass it on to the whole world. There is nothing more unique than this in our entire reality. Just to open up our hearts and feel this unique connection with the world clay.
Until I stand and declare that there's no reality in the world except for the friends. Our teacher's teacher wrote it, and that's what we have to aspire to.
Like the Creator, that as much as we can depict, imagine His greatness, which is just very edge, just a very little bit. That's how it is with the friends. At each time, He awakens a great wonder and impression that He revealed just how much He thought the friends were great. He revealed them even greater and more devoted. And it's just really infinite.
כן, באמת אין כוח במציאות שעושה את העבודה הזאת.
And there's no other force in reality that does this work. Friends have internality, the desire, the yearning in order to reach the power that it's our root, that's in our root, and the whole world is here.
Молитва. Творец, благодарим тебя за все. Помогай нам ощущать
Creator, we thank you for everything. Help us feel wholeness in the work for the sake of the heavens, that we will lack nothing. Keep the friends in health, joy, and bestowal. Give the friends the strength to turn to you with a genuine request. Help us overcome everything that seems to us like obstacles from you, with one intention, to give you contentment. Awaken us together to serve you with joy. On our part, we promise to give back to you everything we receive from you. Amen.
Creator, we thank you for everything. Help us feel wholeness and the work for the sake of heaven, that we will lack nothing. Keep the friends in health, joy, and bestowal. Give the friends the strength to turn to you with a genuine request. Help us overcome everything that seems to us like obstacles from you, with one intention, to give you contentment. Awaken us together to serve you with joy. On our part, we promise to give back to you everything we receive. Amen.